Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer joins us in a moment. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. How should the Phillies approach this offseason, push all their chips in for next year to compete with the Dodgers, or take a step back and think about building for the next 5 years? 65% say all in for next year to compete with the Dodgers. That's down a little bit. We do have the Eagles again on Monday. Now, this seems like, you know, there's a bye week every year. This is only my second year hosting, the afternoon show with a bye week. We had the bye week last year did not seem as long as the bye week this year. Now maybe it's because they stunk going into the bye last year. They got
Phillies baseball.
Oh, there was that too.
It was the bye week.
Oh.
Yeah, we got those four games in during the bye week.
Man. That is it.
Yep.
Because this year, it really seems like the Eagles played a month ago. We did have the Eagles, I do think to an extent, the Eagles going into the bye last year, losing to Tampa, gave it a little more, meat to chew on this year, the win after the Giants. So
boring team.
Boring. Just win. I don't know if you know that. They win at a historic rate, Jack.
They do.
A guy losing at a historic rate with his picks, but it's for the greater good. That is Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer. Shiel joins us now. What's up, Shiel?
I'm glad you mentioned for the greater good, so I didn't have to explain myself, Spike. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, come on, man. We explain it for you, and we appreciate it. Before we get to the Eagles with you, you are a Philly guy through and through, and you, on your podcast, you talk about the Phillies as well. This is free agency in baseball, different than the other sports, in that we don't expect a wave of signings, but we're using today sort of as a jump-off point to talk about the offseason. If you were to, if I did these two categories for you, one, the Phillies, re-sign Schwarber to a big contract, maybe sign another big contract and go after it next year, or take this year to maybe reset a little bit and think about the next 5 years, which approach do you think is the right one for the Phillies?
Go for it. Come on. They won 96 games last year. There's no reset. There were too many years of bad baseball. It guarantees nothing. So, yeah, I would want Schwarber back. I do want some changes. I do want a better outfield. But, I mean, a reset year, now all of a sudden a bunch of these guys are getting older. So I don't even know what that means with guys like Turner and Harper. So I don't think you can waste a year with this core. So I say go for it.
Smart man, Shiel.
Spoken like a true football guy.
Man.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Life is too short to waste a year when you have a chance. And they do have a chance.
Life's too short to be cheering for $150 million worth of 36-year-olds in 2 years.
Well, listen, I might not be around. Listen, I just said life's short.
That's a good point.
I might not even be watching baseball anymore. So, yeah, just right now, go for it.
Meanwhile, the older I get, the funnier it sounds to say, 36-year-olds, I'm 49. So what'd you think of the Jalen Phillips acquisition, and how much do you think he helps the Eagles?
I liked it. I thought it was a home run, especially when you look at the other guys who were available at the trade deadline and what some of the compensation was. So I think anytime you make an in-season trade, you're worried about, well, how is this guy going to fit? Do they have a plan for him? We've seen that with guys in the past, Robert Quinn, even Golden Tate back in the day. Here, your defensive coordinator already coached the guy. Your defensive coordinator is very rigid in what he wants out of certain positions. And so I feel confident that he's going to have a way to make it work with Jalen Phillips. And one thing I didn't realize about him that I liked as I was kind of, you know, watching his film this week is that not only is he an edge rusher, but on third down for them, he would line up inside at times and looked really good rushing the passer against guards, against centers, very slippery, big enough to do that, strong enough to do that in there. So I think he does provide some versatility. And I thought it was a good move by the Eagles.
That's interesting that he did that. When I look at him, I don't see a guy that is, you know, big enough to do those sorts of things. Maybe I'm just so used to seeing, you know, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, these big guys on the inside. But that is an added wrinkle. And, you know, that is one thing that Vic does is he likes moving guys around and, you know, and putting extra guys on the line of scrimmage. And if you can put Phillips on the inside, then maybe you can even throw Bond or something on the outside, put five guys on the line. His versatility could add some extra different things they could do.
No doubt about it.
Is he a guy, now given the injury history, the concussions in college, the Achilles, the ACL, you know, we all look at him being at 26 years old, is he a guy that could be here? Is that something you're worrying about after the year? I mean, what do you think about him as a future piece for the Eagles given those things?
I think he's a very tricky guy to commit a lot of long-term money to because of the injury history. Now, they've taken chances on guys before, even in the draft, N'Kobe Dean, even Jahad Campbell last year, where other teams said, we got a red flag on this guy. And they said, nope, we're confident that they're going to be healthy enough. So we always are at kind of an information deficit. But what you mentioned there, I mean, is real. He had concussions in college to the point where he was advised to stop playing football and kind of stepped away and then came back, and then the injuries he's had in the NFL so far. So I think you probably need some protection if you're going to sign him to a long-term deal. And he might say, well, I have other options out there where I get more guaranteed money regardless of that. So I don't think it's something – I would be surprised basically if they did that in season or were very aggressive about it. I would think it's something like, let's see how the rest of the season plays out here. Let's see what he looks like in the playoffs, what kind of fit he is, what the market is for him once we get to February and March, and then make a decision then. But, it's a position of need. He's at an age where those are the types of players you're looking for, and he could be a scheme fit. So I think it's possible, but I don't think they would be aggressive in doing that right now.
They also, Shield, brought in Jair Alexander and Michael Carter II. I'm still not sure how either one of these guys are going to be used. I don't even know if Alexander can even play. They gave up late draft picks for him, so they didn't give up a huge haul to get both guys in here. I'm just wondering, how will they fit from a personnel standpoint and what Vic Fangio wants to do?
It feels to me like Fangio probably somewhere in that building has like 100 different combinations of this is potentially what my secondary could look like. And these moves kind of just added to that. I don't think he knows what the secondary is going to look like once we get to December. So Alexander's a complete dart throw. I mean, in his prime, I think he was a top five corner in the NFL, but just the injuries have taken their toll on him. I mean, he played in week one for the Ravens, and then he only played in one other game the rest of the season. And remember, that was a defense that was struggling. Like they had been performing like one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So if they looked at it and said, he's not a guy who can help us right now, that just makes me skeptical that he's going to come in right away and play outside corner for you and be a great player. It could happen. It would be a great story if it happened. I don't think that's the most likely outcome. So I'm kind of with you there, Ike, that, you know, we'll see. But that's probably not the most likely scenario. With Carter, I think it gives you the option to play Cooper DeJean on the outside. Now, I don't think Vic Fangio wants to do that. I don't want them to do that because he's so good in the nickel and he really fills a role for you there in the middle of this defense where he can play the run, where he can make plays in the middle of the field. But I think they're looking at this going, man, if none of these outside corners work out, we might come to a point here in the next few weeks, in the next month, once we get to the playoffs, whatever it is, where we say, hey, we just got to move DeJean to the outside. who's playing nickel for us. And they might look at it and say, hey, Carter's a guy, he's not going to be as good as DeJean in there, but he can give us a quality starting slot corner. And that might just be our best combination.
So here's a name I hadn't thought about in a while, and I don't know if you have, so I don't even know if you're prepared to discuss it. Zach Berman just reported that the Eagles opened the practice window for Willie Lampkin, the offensive lineman that they signed, you know, in training camp.
But it was, hell is Willie Lampkin?
So it was controversial because what happened was I guess the Eagles did something that you're not really supposed to do, is claim a guy. He was on the Rams, and he had a lot of potential.
And they were upset about it.
They waived him for an injury, right?
Yeah, they were going to bring him back, and it was one of those things where they waived him, assumed they would bring him back, but the Eagles claimed him.
Right.
Now, he has a lot of potential. Do you remember, you know, looking at any tape of Willie Lampkin? They could use another offensive lineman in their rotation. And I know you might not be prepared to talk about it, but is any thoughts on him being active potentially?
I believe he's the shortest offensive lineman in the NFL. You could look up the height for me. Yeah, I think he is the short. Like, this is the reason. Like, I think people liked his tape in college, but they were just like, there's no center. I think, he's a center. There's no center in the NFL this short. There hasn't been in the entire NFL. So I think he went undrafted because of that. And I don't think he's someone who's going to play for you unless multiple guys get injured.
He is the shortest, yes.
Well, okay, we're going to get a height?
5'10".
Oh, my God.
And one of the shortest in NFL history.
Dude, really? A 5'10 lineman?
Well, Jalen can see over him.
Son of...
I mean,
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. I don't know. It just makes
this is the new market that he was thinking about. Mike, I like this.
Well, we haven't seen the injury
interior offensive lineman.
Well, we haven't seen the injury report yet, but it makes me wonder about Cam Jurgens.
Right.
And because we've seen Toth play well at center. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seemed like there was some potential for him there, which is the only reason that the name.
I didn't know he was 5'10".
5'10. 5'11. What's the difference?
I've never
basically
seen a 5'10 lineman. Since I was in high school, nobody has
in the NFL. Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good height, to be honest with you. Shield, before I want to give you a couple of over-unders. We were doing this yesterday. Just at the midpoint of the season, do you think the Eagles are like a tier above? I'm trying to get the tiers in the NFC. There's the Eagles, there's the Lions, there's the Rams, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Bucks, maybe Niners to an extent. Do you think the Eagles are right there with the Rams, the Seahawks? Do you think they're above? How do you sort of have the tiers in the NFL, in the NFC right now?
If I had to pick one team right now to get to the Super Bowl from the NFC, I think the Eagles are the favorites. I think the betting markets tell you they're the favorites, but I don't have them in their own tier. So the teams you mentioned, I would have Eagles, Rams, Packers, Lions, and Seahawks in the top tier. I think there are five teams where I look at it and say, you could make a case for any of these teams to be the best team in the NFC right now. You can make a case for any of these teams to get to the Super Bowl, and I think it's reasonable. After that, I think there's a drop-off there. So yeah, I have them in that top tier in the NFC, and if you made me pick a team right now, I would pick them, but I'll admit, I change my mind on that every couple weeks, and who knows how the next 2 weeks go against the Packers and the Lions. I might change my mind again.
It's been a while since the NFC has been the stronger conference.
Yeah, and it
that
seems
time
like
has
it
come.
Is.
Oh, it's no doubt they're more. They're the deeper conference.
Yeah,
it's like eight teams right now that have like five or six wins in this conference. So the AFC is top heavy, but the NFC is pretty deep.
Yeah. And even top heavy. I mean, it's just because of the quarterbacks for the Bills and the Chiefs. Honestly,
yes.
I don't think anyone looks at it and says, oh my gosh, the Eagles couldn't compete with the Colts, or, they lost to the Broncos, but obviously that was not a game where you looked at it and said, oh, the Broncos are a better team than the Eagles. So yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Quick over unders. Eagles have 9 more games left, over under 6.5 more wins.
6.5 more wins. So right now they have how many wins?
They're 6-2.
So I have them. Okay. So I did this earlier and I have them at 12-5. So I'm going to go under 6.5.
Okay. Saquon Barkley, I think, has 391 rushing yards through 8 games. 1150 would be the over under.
11. Ooh, that's a high. You know what? I'm going to go over. My bold prediction is that Saquon Barkley is going to be a monster from now till the end of the season. I think they figured stuff out in the run game. I think Landon Dickerson being healthy was a huge deal. So you never know with injury stuff, but you know, yeah, I know he had the little groin thing a couple weeks ago. Other than that, he's been healthy. And so I actually think he's going to have a big second half. So I'm going to go over.
All right. So Eagles play at the Packers on Monday night. The Eagles, last time I checked, were 2.5 point underdogs. Now, you are picking against the Eagles for us every week, just like I am, because it is good luck. I want your pick on this, but I also, I truly want to know if you think they're going to lose or not. Your official pick is going to be Packers, but I do actually want to know what you think.
Okay. This is a good way to do it. You set me up nicely, Spike. Thank you. You know, you're not just making me look bad for my record. I appreciate that.
Right.
I think the Packers A game or A plus game is as good as any team in the NFL. I also think they're one of the streakiest teams in the NFL, where if you tune in 1 week, one quarter, one half, you go, why is anyone hyping this team up? They're playing with their food and they look like an average team. I mean, we just saw that last week with them against the Carolina Panthers. They lost to the Browns earlier this season. They've had these moments where, or these games where you just say, no, they're not that team. So explosive plays are a big deal with the Packers. That's what they're best at offensively. That's what they're best at preventing defensively. But down to down, there hasn't totally been that consistency. So I think you got to have a plan for Micah Parsons. There's no doubt about that in your pass protection. I think you can run the football on this team. I think the Eagles will come out with that sixth offensive lineman under center, and I think they'll try to run the football a lot early in this game. And then defensively, like I said, you just got to limit those explosive plays. They lost their tight end, Tucker Kraft, who I thought was the best tight end in the NFL this season. And so that's a big, big deal for that offense. So I look at it, and I like the Eagles in this spot, honestly, where I think they go there as underdogs. I trust them more. I think they're more reliable with what they found here in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So I think it's going to be a close game. I think these are two of the best teams in the NFL, quite honestly. Maybe two, you know, obviously two of the best teams in the NFC. I think they both can win the Super Bowl this season. But I think the Eagles are going to go in there, run the football, be efficient offensively.
And of course,
something
lose.
Like 26-23. Eagles, no, but yes, not
this, well, 20. You're going a little far. I said you could.
I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I'm still learning here.
Yes, you know? You're going a little far. Now give your official prediction. All that said, all that positivity about the Eagles.
24-23 Packers, of course, is my official pick.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Shield.
Good sport.
Remember, this is for Philadelphia.
That's
Philadelphia.
Right.
Good sport.
All right. Thank you, Shield.
You guys,
all
next right, brother.
Week.
There is Shield Kapadia of the Ringer, Philly special podcast, all that stuff. Shield is having a lot of trouble with the pick against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's not comfortable with that.
No, he's not a bitsman. I got to get him in. I know Shiel has it in him, you know, but he's like, I'm a football guy. I'm so smart.
Stop watching tape.
Yeah.
Stop watching tape.
Pick against Eagles. Pick against Eagles.
Breaking news.
AJ Brown is practicing today.
Oh, there you go. But there's something interesting there, which means
he could talk.
Oh, yeah. After practice.
Yeah.
So, what time's locker room opens?
Well, you got my heart over here racing, man.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Guy called the other day very upset about the use of the breaking news.
Yeah, seriously.
Calm down. Yeah. They get very touchy about breaking news.
Well,
oh, was that when I did that the A.J. Brown's not going to get traded?
Yes. Didn't like that one.
Yeah, you did the dramatic pause again with A.J.
Yeah.
Oops.
You know we're all, yeah. Well, it's good he's practicing. That's for damn sure.
So we will have, can we have Elliot
about
on
Saquon?
The case? Oh, yeah. What about Saquon? What's Saquon?
It's not out yet.
Saquon had the groin.
Oh, right.
Not out yet.
The report's not out.
Okay. I'll hit the breaking news sounder.
Okay.
Well, how'd you know A.J. was at practice?
Well, they're tweeting it. Right now. Like Elliot's tweeting it. They're all tweeting about it. But
that's what I'm saying. Saquon's not out there at practice?
Well, no one said whether he was or not.
Oh, okay.
The report isn't out.
The injury report.
Yeah, I know the injury report isn't out, but I just figured since you got AJ out in practice, maybe Saquon's out there.
I'll get on it.
Yeah,
that's all.
Get on it. Elliot. Hold on.
I'm interested in the growing as well.
Yeah, you've often been.
Big groin guy over here. Well, and if AJ talks, we will. Either way, let's have Elliot on after the locker room opens, and we'll find out what happens.
Straight to AJ's locker.
Yes, you know, Elliot like scurrying.
He's definitely gonna get it.
Little tiny Elliot getting to AJ's locker.
All right, hold on. Saquon Barkley also practicing.
That's good news.
All right, Jack. What about Cam Jurgens?
Oh, yeah. That's another one.
This is great. I don't know yet.
Why not?
All right. I'll text Elliot. Hold on.
I want to know about this Willie Lampkin thing. I don't know. Everybody's laughing about it.
This is the most Spike thing to get worked up about.
He's locked in on
Were they
Willie
wrong
Lampkin.
To claim him off waivers from the Rams? Is he going to come back to bite him in the end?
They're not my Rams.
They were your Rams last year.
They were my Rams
now
last
Now it's your
year.
Bucks.
No, well, yeah.
That's true.
Too many injuries. But I do have money on them. So 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
You think AJ saw Dombrowski somewhere and was like, you know, you should just say something at the press conference.
That's funny. Yeah, maybe it was AJ. Maybe that whole thing was AJ fueled.
And I would definitely check up on his interviews in spring training. I think Bryce is gonna be sick that day.
No. He's smart.
He'll speak.
Because if he dodges,
that's never good.
Yeah, I got 4 hours I got to do every day, buddy. If you don't come on the show ain't canceled.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Yo, we're gonna be down there. So, I'll be respectful. Just do the interview, buddy. Do the interview. All right.
So go cry in his peanut butter cream latte.
Yeah.
What's up, Jay?
Yeah, you need to get bigger, man.
Gary,
what's up with the awkward pauses, Gary? I mean, can we address the elephant in the room?
Yeah,
love your calls. But, like, well, you're not on delay.
Yeah.
You're not like, on TV when there's an awkward 3-second delay. No. Like, come on, Gary.
Yeah. When we stop like talking, it's just
I don't know if you're going to say something. I'm going to say something. I'll just start just blabbing away.
No. We're talking to you, and we've stopped talking, and then it's your turn to talk. You haven't even brought up, I'm sure you had something to actually, you know.
You've always
got your little quips in the beginning, but I don't know if you just have more quips.
I'm laying off of that. Yeah, you told me it's bad press.
Well, you just did it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. But, wait, does your brain malfunction? Talk.
Oh my God!
Fine, thanks. Let's go get Harrison Bader.
Well, Harrison Bader's already on the Phillies. He's a $12 million player. Like, yeah, of course, I would love to have Harrison Bader.
Yeah.
But what I don't want is a bunch of big contracts. I think maybe they could play it safe. Jack will have it coming up at 3:30 during the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. But the projections seem reasonable for Bader. You know, I don't think Bader's getting any sort of big deal.
I don't want is Reese. Like we could back off that one. It was cute. He was great. We liked him, but I think he's back as a free agent.
Yeah, they didn't pick up his option. I think.
Yeah, what the hell are we gonna do with Reese?
Yeah, he could be.
If you let Schwarber walk, he could DH him.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm not replacing Schwarber with Reese.
What if it's Bregman and Hoskins or just Schwarber? 215.
Ooh.
I want Bellinger.
Ooh.
I know you want little Cody. Yeah. You got it.
I want Bellinger. I just want a guy who's going to be like, we'll get to that next. Yeah. Anyway, Gary, do you have anything you for next question today? Anything you are, what's the word I was using?
Oddly
passionate.
Oddly passionate about, aside from awkward pauses in conversation. There it is.
People driving slow in the passing lane.
Oh, people driving slow in the passing lane.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one I could have gone with, but I feel like I've gone with traffic other times.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Gary. Yeah, that
anything
is,
traffic related. Yeah,
you know where that? Maybe you take this road as well. Oftentimes, 55.
No, you. Yeah, I don't.
Oh, you don't take 55 when you're going home,
yep.
Dude. 55 is the drive slow. And if you're out there, the person who almost missed the exit to get on 55 that swerved onto 55 and almost killed me.
Ooh, I hate that.
That happened some.
I know what you're talking about.
On 295.
I know what you're talking about.
Swerves on a 55.
Yeah.
I have to swerve to get out of the way. Thank God there was nobody to my right. And then when I pulled up next to you, you didn't even acknowledge me. You got to give me the wave and say that you're sorry.
Yeah, at least do it. My bad. That's on me.
I can't be mad at you if you take blame.
Yep.
But 55 is the drive slow in the left lane road.
Man.
It is a nightmare. Get out of there. And
you're not even an aggressive driver.
I'm not.
No, you're not an aggressive driver.
I'm not. But if you're
If
you're at 62 in the left lane, I'm sorry. If you're not passing anybody, it's for passing. If you're not passing anybody, move over.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a average 10 to 15 miles per hour with a speed limit. That's just
Is that how you
classic work? Jersey driver?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Would you rather the Phillies go all in, spend a bunch of money? Oh, go ahead.
Nope.
No, say it.
I've already put the foot in the mouth already. I don't need to alert everybody where we live at.
For
my driving.
Yeah. In fact, I've already said too many times, right. I think, where I live. Yeah.
Well, and you're running for
mayor.
I'm not running for mayor. I just have my eye on the government of Harrison Township. I want to know where my money's going. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Speaking of money, would you rather the Phillies spend a bunch of money this offseason, perhaps bring back Kyle Schwarber, another big contract, to try to beat the Dodgers next year, or would you rather reset, think about the next 5 years, maybe be a little more conservative this offseason? Speaking of which, a very special High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report coming up next. We'll talk about the Phillies free agents, where they may be price range, and if they'll stay. And then the other free agents, we should keep our eyes open for this offseason. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into a crisis. What's in my head? And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey,
it's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This song having a bit of a revival on social media.
It
with,
is.
With that remix.
With Bees in the Trap.
Yeah, with Bees in the Trap. Have you seen that whole thing on social media, Ike? I can't get out of that. Those videos once I start watching.
I can't get out of the algorithm.
Yeah, I don't want to get out of it, to be honest with you. Most of the videos are fine.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah, might be a part of the algo you want to get into. We will have the High Hopes Jackie baseball report in moments. 215-592-9494. RC and Glenn Mills here on WIP. What's up, RC?
Spike, what's up? I see your obsession with 5'10 offensive linemen. That's really interesting.
Look, clearly the Eagles are interested in a 5'10 offensive lineman because they claimed off waivers and pissed the Rams off, which is the Rams already hated us.
Which obviously upset you because you're a Rams fan.
Well, I wasn't. I just had not only did I pick against the Eagles last year, I gave up quite a bit of money. The Rams not winning the NFC, but I think. When my spidey sense goes off on little things like this, there's not always something there, but I think there might be something there with this one. Now I think there might be something there. The Eagles signed him, right? They didn't have to sign him.
Maybe,
well, he's a fullback. How much does he weigh?
Well, it's...
Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo's upset because there's guys signing in college basketball and pro basketball out of, you know, back to college. Maybe this guy can go play center for EA Haverford Day. Maybe you can get him over to EA.
Yeah, well, we did have, you know, who is our center when I was there? Ernie Lowe. He was,
Ernie.
I think he's,
little Ernie. Yep.
I think Ernie was 6'3". No, it wasn't little. Ernie played football at UConn, so he wasn't little.
Yeah, he wasn't little, yeah. But he was little E. His dad was bigger.
Yes, his dad was bigger. Willie Lampkin is, 279, 5'10", 270. That is a big boy.
That's
man.
A bowling ball.
That's a big dude. That's a big dude. I can attest to that. Dudes that weigh that much are big dudes. They're
yes.
Big dudes.
Yep.
All right, so what is your obsession, Spike, with us not spending money when our window is closing to win a World Series?
So
I just don't get it. Like you're saying, don't spend money on Bregman. Well, we need a power right-handed bat, and Boehm hasn't been that.
Yes. And Bregman's hurt every year. He's 32 years old, and he wants a 5-year contract. Here's my true position on it, is that I know we spend a lot of money, but we are, if we try to do the spend to win a championship thing only, we're going to lose because we can't spend like the Dodgers can spend.
No doubt about it.
Well, hold on. I'm not saying they shouldn't spend. Even if here's the reality is, even if they don't re-sign Schwarber and they don't sign another big free agent, they're going to have a top 5-6 payroll in baseball. And here is my issue, is that in 2 or 3 years, when all these contracts come back to bite you, a couple of them already here might come back to bite you. Nola's going to, who knows what's going to happen with that contract. You're going to be in pretty deep on Trey. You're going to be in pretty deep on Bryce Harper. Is that when a team like the Dodgers or the Mets can spend their way out of it, like the Mets 2 years ago, they basically bought prospects. They ended up trading two pitchers, you know, right? They traded Scherzer. They ate the contract.
Verlander.
They ate the contract. They don't care about money. So they can go build up their farm system by buying players and spend till their heart's content. Us, we can't. So if we bury ourselves with these contracts and really to make yourself nominally better, then in 2 or 3 years, when those contracts are bad contracts, and they will be, in 2 or 3 years, then we're going to be looking at a team that can't get anything. And if we don't start to figure out whether these young guys can play and clear some of this money off the books, if we keep spending money over and over and over again on guys that are 32 years old, they're eventually going to be 36 years old, we're going to regret it. And I just think this team will be... I agree with Ike.
So what if they spend money on a 30-year-old?
Well, here's the truth, though. Just let me finish.
Go ahead.
Is I think if they don't... If they re-sign Bader, maybe they throw a $20 million guy in there somewhere. They don't re-sign Schwarber. They don't get any big guys. This is a good team next year. They're not a 95-96 win team. They're not. But they have enough good starting pitching. They have enough good players on the team that I think they will be a good team. And that we're not going to be watching bad baseball. And we're setting ourselves up for a situation where maybe we're in a better position to make those kind of commitments. Because the only way that I think we're going to be able to really spend this offseason beyond Schwarber is if you trade away prospects to get rid of Castellanos and Taiwan so you're not paying their salary. And I just don't think this Phillies team is deep enough from a farm system standpoint to do that. And I don't think they're deep enough from a pocket standpoint to just spend. That's sort of where I am.
Okay, so then I'll say this to you. There's three prospects that we have, okay? Aiden Miller is still a year away.
Yep.
He's still a year away. I know him very, very well. Jack and I have talked about it. You know who I'm connected with, the number one prospect in baseball, Kevin McGonigal, who will be playing second base for the Tigers next year. Okay? So Aiden Miller is still a year away. Crawford is not. We can't wait any longer.
Yes.
Crawford needs to be on the opening day roster. But here's what I'm saying to you, Spike.
Yep.
We live in Philadelphia, my man. We want to win a World Series. So if we have to spend to win a World Series and then have 3 years of just over 500 baseball, there's a lot of people in this city that are going to be okay with that.
They're okay with it until they're watching the baseball that we watch for a decade after the last era of Phillies baseball. You can say that now. You can say that now. And you know what? If we don't win the World Series and we end up with that same dog crap baseball for years, we're going to be killing these guys. We killed Ruben Amaro for Howard's contract.
Killed him.
Right. And it like, I just, we've seen it happen. I saw it happen with Paul George. I saw it happen. You think you're close, you go and you spend and you bury yourself. And they are, I just think they're going to be okay. They get Schwarber back on a reasonable deal, and that's all they do. Fine. But that's not what's going to happen, I don't think.
I got one more thing.
Yeah.
Well, one and one B. One, Paul George is robbing the Sixers with no mask. He's a thief that doesn't even put a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a criminal. And the second thing is, we've got to get over this. We're signing Schwarber. Now, Jack, I'll get off, and I want to hear this, Jack. Who is the best right-handed power hitter outside of Lonzo on the board at 5 o'clock? That's what we need.
It's no right Suarez.
Power.
It's Suarez, right, okay. Jack?
Yeah, I mean, Bregman's the better bat.
Yes, but Suarez is cheaper. You get Suarez for 2 years, right?
I could do that. I could do that.
Yeah, yep. Two years, $20 million a year, something like that. But
But
you could do it without Schwarber, mm-hmm. and you could be smarter about it and get. We don't know. Kyle Schwarber's not going to hit 56 home runs next year.
But if he hits 46.
Or if he hits 40 or he hits 38. Come on.
Yeah.
You guys are being silly. RC, what are you oddly passionate about for next question today?
I cannot stand people with dirty sneakers. I wash sneakers 4 times a week.
Wow.
In the house.
You wash them 4 times a week?
Yeah, oh yeah. The yellow bar, I think it's called the Lapid bar. You scrub it, you wet them, you scrub them with that, you put them in the washer, they look like you just came out of the box.
Are you running through,
fields?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
How dirty are your sneakers getting?
No, they're not dirty. I don't like anything on them.
Really?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Some people are like that about their sneakers. Yeah, listen, I'm pretty finicky myself when it comes to the shoes, but I'm not washing shoes 4 times a week.
Thank you for the caller. So, yeah, you're not a. Now, do you ever wipe them down?
I don't ever do that. That's from my childhood.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know, when you only got one or two pair of sneakers, so you had to basically keep them clean for as long as you could.
Yeah.
We got sneakers at the beginning of school year, and then I think our next pair came Easter.
Okay. So from September to April.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So you had to make those bad boys last, man.
Yeah, I'm only wearing my running shoes every day. The other shoes, these are the cool sneakers. It hurt my feet.
Nice. Nice.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Has Jackie Baseball.
Oh, mainstay in the offseason.
Yep.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Oh, yeah. That's where it was invented.
You have the little CNN intro.
Yeah.
So good to hear that.
Yeah.
So ESPN came out today, Kylie McDaniel, and, you know, he used to work in front offices in baseball, so I think he has a pretty good gauge of what the free agent market is going to look like and what some of the contract projections are. So for the Phillies, and if this is really what they are, I think they're in a pretty good situation. So with Schwarber, he has been getting 4 years and $128 million.
That's reasonable.
It's better than the 5-150, 160 that we've been getting.
That's reasonable.
Come on, Schwarbs. You want to be here for 4-128?
I guarantee. Here's what's going to happen.
Matter of fact, did I get that number? I said 4-125.
Yeah, we've been in the 120 areas. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen? I guarantee this is what's going to happen. The Phillies are going to get baited into giving him 5 years. I guarantee it. They are going to get suckered into overpaying for Kyle Schwarber.
Can it be a club option?
No.
I mean, the fifth year? Mutual.
Well, that's it.
We're big fans of the.
Yeah.
Of the
mutual. I mean, it's basically a buyout of last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a player option.
There is no doubt in my mind the Phillies are getting suckered into a fifth year on Kyle Schwarber. I'm planting my flag right here. I have no doubt they're getting suckered into it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Because what they're going to say to themselves, somebody else is going to offer them that deal that you're talking about, and it's going to be the Mets. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, this will be a Middleton call. This is a Middleton saying, I can't lose Kyle Schwarber to the Mets. Give him the fifth year.
Yeah.
That is my prediction.
So let me ask you this. What did they give him the fifth year with the same amount of money?
Well, yeah, I don't want that.
Oh, you mean like 125 over 5 years?
Over 5 years instead of four.
Nah, I think he's going to want. I think he'll look at the total value of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in a perfect world, sure, I would do that,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But
I'm three. 3 years for Kyle Schwarber.
We're all, no. Four, yeah. 125, we're taking.
We're taking a run. I'm in, yes.
Yeah, we'll take
I'm
it.
In.
300. That deal that you wanted to give Bryce, give it to Kyle Schwarber.
No. Yeah. We can't do that. Yeah. You're not going to get him.
300, okay.
I know. The projection for Ranger, 492, which actually isn't bad. Like, some of the other projections out there with Ranger have been in the 160s, yeah. Which feels
they can't spend.
Ridiculous.
They can't spend more money there.
Oh, with Ranger? No, he's gone.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. He's gone. 100%, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Barring someone doesn't assign to a long-term deal, he'd rather stay here. He's been here since he's 16.
Yeah.
And he signs like a one-year deal, prove it. Kind of thing, but
that would be dumb.
It would be dumb. So he's going to get a multi.
His part, yeah.
Yeah. JT projection is 232, 2 years, 32 million,
16 a year.
Yeah, which actually
is not bad.
The only thing we don't want is three with JT.
Right.
Like that's it. Come on, Spike. Don't start shaking your head in there.
Yeah, 2 years, 32 is not bad.
We got a World Series to win next year.
See. I knew it.
I had him as an ally at the start of this show.
Now, you know what's beautiful about me? I don't care what they do.
Yeah, you're going to say it's the right
thing. If they take a step back, higher draft pick. If they go for it,
oh,
I
God,
get it.
Draft picks.
Yeah. Come on, I'm in a win-win situation. But 232, you live with.
Yeah.
But these all individually are one thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all of them. We're going to do 5 years for Schwarber, and we're going to do two and an option for a player option for JT.
We don't do player options.
Oh, you watch.
Yeah. 232 ain't bad.
These are reasonable prices.
We
to
like
me.
These prices.
These are reasonable.
Send these
prices
to the agents.
Yes, these are reasonable prices.
So JT Realmuto, who had a fine year last year,
mm-hmm. caught the most innings in baseball.
Oh, okay, but still wound up with an OPS of 700, yeah. and was a like as far as the you look at the nerd stats is a average to below average catcher.
Framer of the basal?
Yes. Well, catcher overall.
Listen.
So we're paying 16.
ABS doesn't matter as much now, so, you know, with the framing.
So we're paying $16 million a year for an average player.
Yeah.
But he's important.
Game calling. It matters.
Important. He's
guys like throwing to him.
He's an all-time Philly, too.
Yeah, he's a Wall of Famer.
He's a Wall of Famer, for sure.
Well, yeah, of course he is. We need people.
Yeah. Right? Levy's on there. You know JT's getting on there. Another Wall of Famer, Harrison Bader.
Yeah. Well, he's a Wall of Famer.
2 years, $25 million.
Sign me up.
Oh, okay. Everyone else. Yeah. Screw everyone else. As long as Spike gets Bader back for 2 years, $25 million,
okay,
he doesn't
so now, care. Okay, so now I'm feeling better. We've brought Bader back. We brought JT back, and we got Schwarber back.
Can we get one more back?
Give me one more
back. You
bag.
Know that's not I happening. Know. Yeah,
dude, we all know what they're going to do this offseason. They're going to sign all three of those guys, and that's it.
Yes.
And then it's going to be Kemp at third. They'll trade Bohm for a middle reliever. They'll get off of Castellanos, and it's going to be Marsh, Bader, and Crawford.
I'll die on this hill.
Okay.
Replacing Bohm with Otto Kemp is stupid.
I say he's going to hit 25 home runs out of Kemp next year.
Well, there's then no sign me up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, if you're telling me he's going to hit 25 home runs, okay, yeah.
What does he have more errors or home runs next year at third base? That's a good little bet.
Yeah, that's a little juicy.
Yeah,
it's like the year that Schwarber had more home runs than singles.
Remember that year?
That was a memorable year. Memorable year. So 225 for Bader. That's a good
God,
price.
Oh, my God, the left side of that infield.
Trey's a vacuum now.
That sounds like a good baseball team.
He wasn't a vacuum in the throw the ball on the other side of the plate.
That's true. Yeah. So who's our outfield now? I'm looking at Bader in center.
Marsh and right.
And Crawford and left.
Now, ball's not going to fall. It's a fast outfield. Infield and left side.
We're not worried about the whole ground ball out rate thing.
With Crawford?
Yeah.
Oh, we're worried about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but we don't need to worry about that in November.
In November, yeah.
We'll worry about that in June. Yeah.
Well, they have to trade Crawford or play him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they have to play him. Yeah.
How many years is he going to hit three?
I want to see him,
How many years is he going to hit 335? He's one of those guys everybody wants to see, and within 2 weeks of seeing him, they're going to be like,
bum.
Wait a minute, this guy stinks. hitting 252. He hits into a double play every time he's out.
No, he won't. He's not.
Because he's fast.
He's super, super fast.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's speed.
Oh, he's unbelievably speed. Fast. For some reason, he can't play center field, but whatever.
Yeah.
And he's a winner, by the way. I know people are all.
What does he want?
Well, so if, all right, if you want to go through the minor league history,
oh sure.
Clearwater was the best team in baseball, in minor league baseball, and he was there.
Okay.
Jersey Shore, he wasn't there that long, but they won games the second he got there. Redding's always been, they're struggling right now in the win-loss department, so we throw that out. He's there for like a little bit. And then Lehigh Valley, they were the best team in minor league baseball until they called all the kids up. So, everywhere he's gone, he's won, Justin Crawford.
Maybe he's just one of these guys that the stats don't add up. And he's just he can just play.
And that's what the Phillies think.
Yeah. He just, you look at the ground ball rate, it doesn't add up, but, you know,
it's kind of like the quarterback.
Well, there's players in every sport like that. What?
Jalen has nothing to do with
this
conversation.
No, I know. And again, that's where the intervention will get back.
It's my fault.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
So then the big free
agent. You said Crawford could get it carried by the other great players on the
But he's
the
a winner.
Yeah, but he's a winner.
But he's a winner. I'm excited for Justin Crawford. I hope he's good. I got my questions, but we'll see how that goes. The free agent targets, the main free agent targets. The big one is Kyle Tucker. He's viewed as the main prize, 28. Well, he's going to be 29, I guess, on opening day. It seems like he's going to get between 300 and 400. He's not going to go above 400, I don't think. I think he's going to be right in that sweet spot.
He's overpriced.
When healthy, he's a really good player. I wouldn't pay $400 million for Kyle Tucker.
No.
Bregman is in there. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Alex Bregman. The problem is he's going to be like 33 and he's been hurt a lot, which stinks because he'd be a perfect fit. Bo Bichette. Just in the World Series, hit the 300 home run that people thought was going to win them the World Series. He could be a factor here if they do trade Bohm. They want him to play third base. Cody Bellinger, Spike's boy, can stand in center field, play right field, and stand at first base. Not as good as he used to, but he does have some positional versatility. And then, I guess, Pete Alonso. But again, I'd rather die.
What do you think? There's been a lot of Pete Alonso noise.
Yeah,
for the Phillies.
I know, with
people who we respect, right? Jim Salisbury talking about it. What is the calculus there? Like, are they splitting first base with him and Bryce?
Yeah,
but Bryce doesn't want a DH.
No, but it'll get him off his feet.
But he doesn't want to do it.
Not for
it. It was great when he DH'd in 22.
Yeah, yeah. Like maybe it's just a way to manage his innings a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I would. If you could get Schwarber and Pete, but obviously that's not, you need him behind Harper, but you need another, like, I still want Schwarber to be here. If you're pushing all your chips in for next year.
The Bo Bichette thing is interesting, him at third base. Not a good shortstop anymore. But if you're saying he can play third base, then that would be, Bo Bichette would be interesting. That's a good baseball player right there.
Well, listen, he's traditionally a 200 hit guy.
Would you rather have Bo Bichette and Cody Bellinger or Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto?
Bichette and Bellinger.
There we go. Why do you hate Bellinger so much? I had you on board and
Bellinger.
You left.
I don't
you
hate
do.
Bellinger.
You do. You do. You were just discounting. He's a good right fielder. You're just
he's looking at everything. I don't know. I don't know. He's fine.
He just had the second best year of his career last year. He's 29 or 30 years old.
I know. He's good.
You're a real negative person.
You're right. You're right.
All right. So, and we don't, when's the earliest anybody signs? We got to get to.
Again, they signed Brian De La Cruz earlier today.
Fine. But when are the winter meetings? When does that happen?
Yeah, like December.
Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're pretty far away from that happen.
It's a slow trickle.
I wonder if there's an advantage to some teams saying, you know what? We're not waiting. And maybe there'll be so many players over the last, here's the only thing I think about there. So many players over the last few years thought they were getting these big contracts, waited a long time, ended up having to sign prove-it deals. Two of those guys you just mentioned, Bregman had to do it, Pete Alonso had to do it. I wonder if there would be an advantage to a team coming in early on some of these players and maybe getting a bit of a discount by giving them some security because of how the market has panned out the last several years.
And like, I still wonder, the lockout looming.
Yes, if there's going to be a lot of teams.
Anybody's going to be really spending money out there this offseason.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give 5 years to Kyle Schwarber. Guaranteed. You heard it here first.
Yeah, well, Preston said on the High Hopes podcast yesterday.
Yeah, where you can download anywhere. Preston Mattingly, general manager of the Phillies on the High Hopes podcast.
That's exactly right. He said that they are not building their team this year with any fear of 2027. So you can take it for what it's worth. Obviously, it's probably GM speak.
Yeah, but
on the record, that is what he said.
Lied right to you on the podcast. You can hear all those lies. What, about 45 minutes worth of lies?
No, it's about 30.
Okay.
But then if you want to turn off all the prospect talk we got into, you could.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. You talk about thrilling.
Yeah. Well, that's thrilling. What podcasts are for.
Yeah.
All right. 215. Thank you, Jackie Baseball. 215-592-9494. Mikey Football coming up next with us. Mike Mayock. We will talk to Mike about the Packers game, his impressions of the Eagles at the trade deadline. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.